from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Over 45 million people subjected to slavery. According to a report released by the Global Slavery Index on Tuesday, over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery. Andrew Forrest, the chairman of the Walk Free Foundation.
It's where a person cannot leave their place of existence, either their passport's taken or there's a threat of violence against them or a member of their family, so they're stuck there. And probably worse, they're treated akin to a farm animal.
India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest absolute number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. North Korea also makes the list for highest proportion of slaves among the population for forced labor in prisons, as well as commercial sexual exploitation and forced marriage of women in neighboring states. And speaking of North Korea, the South Korean Defense Ministry says North Korea's attempt to test fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile test took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal city of Wonsan. The Yonhap news agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North Koreans tried three times before to launch but failed. Bruce Bennett is a Korean analyst with the RAND Corporation.
This would suggest that North Korea thought that they had figured out whatever the problems were, because Kim Jong-un would not want to have more failures. He's going to want to have a success. He was going to want to try to erase for his leadership, who would understand a little bit at least of what was going on, that he wasn't continuing to fail. The fact that it failed again is not good news for Kim Jong-un.
Tensions have been on the rise since the North conducted a fourth nuclear test in January. This is VOA News. Afghan officials said Tuesday that the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint in a pre-dawn action on the main road near the provincial capital and stopped buses and vehicles heading toward the national capital of Kabul. A regional police commissioner told VOA that the insurgents seized at least 52 passengers and killed 17 of them. A series of militant attacks has crippled Nigeria's oil industry, dramatically reducing production as the country stands on the brink of a recession. President Muhammadu Buhari is expected to visit the rest of oil-producing Niger Delta region this week amid the violence. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
In a communique, a militant group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers vowed to reduce Nigeria's economy to zero. They may be getting their wish. A series of attacks on pipelines and oil facilities claimed by the militant group has drastically reduced Nigeria's daily oil production. Gail Anderson, research director at Energy Research and Consultancy Group, Wood Mackenzie, says the attacks seem targeted specifically to hurt oil exports.
The attacks themselves have been well targeted, and they've been designed to cause maximum damage, and I think they've been quite successful in that respect.
To what degree they have damaged exports is unclear. Nigeria normally exports about 2.2 million barrels of oil per day. Anderson thinks daily production has dropped by about 560,000 barrels, about 25%. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
It is unknown who exactly the Niger Delta Avengers are or whether they're linked to the former militants. In 1966, New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy made a historic visit to apartheid South Africa, making what many scholars consider the best speech of his life. A delegation of Kennedy family members are touring South Africa to mark the occasion. VOA's Anita Powell followed part of the anniversary tour and brings us this report from Johannesburg.
Those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression.
Robert F. Kennedy delivered those hopeful, defiant words in a very different South Africa. In 1966, the nation seemed concretely locked into the racist apartheid system. Kennedy's daughter, Carrie, a human rights activist, says although she believes race relations have improved in both the U.S. and in South Africa, change doesn't come from above.
All those changes took place because small groups of determined people harnessed the dream of freedom and made it come true.
Kennedy's words, delivered this week at Johannesburg's University of the Witwatersrand, found a receptive audience among many young South Africans. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And for more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.